take this strategy, because you will get booked for those dates, especially if you use the right marketing tactics. You invite them to book, you give them the 20% discount, you send it to family and friends, you get it out there, you market it, you will get booked. You'll start seeing the bookings coming in. I'm going to show you guys how to create the listing without needing professional photos, without the renovation to be done, without the design to be done yet either. Today's training, we're going to be diving into a topic I don't hear a lot of people talk about, which is pre-launching your listing. And I really don't see this much anymore. People are really waiting until they get professional photos, which I 100% agree with. Like, you need to launch and have professional photos. But if you don't, you could be missing out on a very important booking window. And I'm going to be going through just like three steps that I take to use to get bookings before I'm ready, and what those three steps are. So I'm going to be sharing that here today. First thing you want to do, and I tell this to everybody, this is really the first step. Have a monthly revenue goal for every single property that you manage. So if you're going to launch in May, what is your goal? Is it 5,000? Is it 10,000? Is it 20,000? What's your revenue target? Same thing for June. Same thing for July. Same thing for August. Same thing for September. Have a per month property goal in revenue for the next 12 months. And if you guys give me a second, I will share my screen on what I do. All right, this is the master cheat sheet. So if we look at down here at the bottom, revenue goals, if you fill this out, fill out the property name, fill out the revenue goals, and let's say we're launching in May, right? Have it filled out for every single month. And then whenever you get a booking, put the revenue actual in there so that you can manage. This is like 101 for revenue management. So you can manage how much you expect to make that month. And you can communicate that back to your owner, and you can have like certain expectations for certain months, right? Easy way to do this, if you don't know, use your pro forma. So you bought the property, right? Or you're managing the property on behalf of someone. You put together some sort of estimate. Let's say it's $120,000 throughout the year. You can use AirDNA to put that estimate together. And I showed this a couple of weeks ago, but this is an example property at, I just typed in an address. You know, we got 63% occupancy and 350 ADR. If you scroll down, here's the projected revenue over the next year. You can take these numbers and it adds up to what this 80K is on the projected revenue, right? So it gives you a revenue range. So this is one way you can do it. You can also put your own estimates together, but this is a really easy way just to help you fill this out, because that is really step one, is what do I expect to make in May, June, July, August, September, and so forth. So you have to do that. And then, you know, really step two, you're going to want to pick a go live date for the property, the first date that you can take on bookings. So for instance, I'm helping out a buddy of mine manage his property in Pinehurst. And we're at like the 5-yard line. We're almost done. And he's got some buddies coming in for a pre-launch on April 13th. So actually a week from today. And then we're going to go live. We're going to open up the dates for booking on, I think it's April 2nd, I think. It's the weekend before that. So I think it's March 28th. So we have a solid 2 weeks between that soft launch and the real launch to fix anything that's needed. And right now we're fixing like the backyard patio, the concrete's cracked. So that's delayed some things. We thought we were actually going to be ready by this weekend, but it's not going to happen. So we didn't have the calendar open for bookings this weekend. So you're going to want to pick a date, you know, and if you can do a soft launch. So for instance, he's got buddies coming in for a golf trip. And instead of, you know, paying to stay at somebody else's Airbnb with 12 guys, they're going to stay at his place. It's just going to be two nights. I got one buddy that's booking one night and the other buddy that's booking night number two. So they're booking via Airbnb and they're going to be able to give us reviews, right? So those are 2 5-star reviews that we're going to get, pretty much guaranteed. Everybody's staying there, but we're going to get those. And really the cost of getting those reviews is, you know, is really like, what is it, 15%, or it's really 18% for what Airbnb is charging us on the transaction fees, right? But we want that to get those 5-star reviews. And the guys are going to pay for the weekend too. It's a lot easier when you got 12 guys paying for you know, probably about a $1,500, $1,600 booking. So that's the first thing, is like pick that date that you feel comfortable with. And then like I said, if you can do 30, 60 days out, so try not to block your property for more than like 60 days. You know, it's really whatever that booking window is. And if you guys want to learn about what the booking window is too, I can show you how to do that for your market. Because I was actually looking at this specifically with Vishal, who's in the program, a little bit early on today. He and I were doing a one-on-one call. Let me share this. And what you can do is come into the top here and just look at whatever market it is. For my instance, it's Pinehurst. And then what you want to do is you want to filter to, his is a 6-bedroom, so really 4 to 6-bedroom places. And then you can scroll down, and right here, the booking lead time on average is 73 days. In April, it's 94 days. March and April in Pinehurst is perfect golf weather. It dips a little bit in May, and then in June, it's probably like, you know, really 2 months out. So, you know, we're launching here in March. We're actually going to launch probably tonight to get bookings for, you know, May and June and really get bookings for the summer. That's really where we want to get bookings for right now. So this is where you can find your booking lead time very easily in AirDNA. You can also find it in Price Labs too. So creating your revenue targets, picking a go live date to take on bookings that is conservative, but it also maps up to what the booking lead times and what the booking windows are. Next, step three, I'm going to show you guys how to create the listing without needing professional photos, without the renovation to be done, without the design to be done yet either. So when you create your listing, first thing you want to do before you go live is have your pricing dialed in. So use those goals that you had earlier and figure out where you need to be priced, and you know how to be priced as well. So if you want, you know, May, if you want to hit $5,000, you need to back into, all right, what is your expected occupancy in May? All right, if it's, let's say, you know, 40%, that's basically being booked every weekend. So what do you need to be priced at on the weekends in order to hit those targets, right? Colt, you ask, can I create a new listing on Airbnb for a property I'm looking to take over or co-host when it's existing already? Yes. So this is one of the common objections that I hear. Oh, there's already a listing on Airbnb. I can't create a second listing. You can. So what you need to do is go in and create that listing. You're going to go through this entire process and then you're going to publish. Okay. And you're going to publish and there's not going to be any fraud or anything, or they're not going to flag it for fraud. But if they do, they will send you a message and say, hey, we saw that there's two listings for one address. Can you explain that? And all you got to do is just show them the contract that you've signed with the new owner, and then you're able to take on bookings. So I've seen that happen. It's happened to me once. It's happened to a few other people. But you absolutely, if there's already a listing, like let's say Vacasa already has a listing. This happened to me when I took over my first Vacasa property like 4 years ago. What I did is, in North Carolina has some weird rules. There's a 180-day law in North Carolina. If there's bookings within 180 days and you switch property managers, that property manager can keep those bookings, or they can find a different place to put them at. But Vacasa was too lazy to move them to another one of their properties, so I had to work around those bookings. So what I had to do is I had my listing, and then what I did was blocked off the dates that Vacasa had their reservations for. I blocked off the dates on mine, and then I was able to go live pretty much right away and work around their bookings, because they really only had bookings for like Christmas and Thanksgiving and just a couple other dates. So, you know, it was 180, it was 6 months. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to have the owner just tell Vacasa, hey, block out all the dates. And then I was able to take those dates and book those and just work around Vacasa's like 3 or 4 bookings. So, all right, back to it. So you created your listing, which I'll show you a little bit more, but make sure you have your pricing dialed in. If you don't have professional pictures, don't worry. So I'm going to share my screen again and show you guys what I do. There's really two main things. Here we go. So this is the listing. We don't have any professional pictures. Yes, we have the pictures from the Zillow listing when he originally bought the property. But let me zoom in here. See if you guys can see it a little bit bigger. But what we do, and I'm going to start at the top. Put book now for pre-launch rates in your title. So this is a 6-bedroom, hot tub, sauna, golf sim. Book now for pre-launch rates. So this immediately, like, people love discounts and people love to like be early on things. There's something in their brain that will catch their eye and say, oh, I get pre-launch rates. I'm actually testing this. I've done pre-construction rates. I've done soft launch rates, stuff like that to test and see which of these titles is actually getting more clicks and getting more attention. Because that's what Airbnb wants. Airbnb wants people to be on their phones looking at, all right, who's clicking on this listing? You know, how many people are clicking on it per hour? How many people are clicking on it per day? What's interesting about it? Are they clicking through the photos? And so that's kind of the next thing is the photo tour. So as you see, I put in here undergoing professional design and renovation, book now for best rates. So once you come in here, my first 5 pictures, 2 of them, this one and this one, are old photos from the Zillow listing. 3 of them are mood boards from Canva. So if you look at it, that most people don't see that, right? You don't see mood boards on Airbnbs very often. So it's going to grab your attention and you're going to want to click on it and see, oh, wow, what is that? And then they can click in and look at which, you know, what's the design look like? You know, the living room, we've got a mood board for, and this is not a great view because we haven't launched it yet, but they can look at, all right, dang, this is going to be a really nice property. You know, this, they got some really nice taste. Look at the bedrooms. The only thing I haven't done in here yet is create captions. And that's another thing I highly recommend is create captions for it as well. So like picture 1, you know, my caption's going to be, this is going to be the best Airbnb in all of Pinehurst. Book now for these awesome rates, right? Book now for pre-launch rates, something like that, something that'll invite them to book, but then also create a little bit of like cool kids club, like, you know, it's something you need to get ahead of before other people book, right? And so people are going to want to click through and see what these mood boards are, especially, I mean, a lot of times in Pinehurst is going to be guys golf trips, but you know, if you're not in Pinehurst, like you're booking for the mountains or you're booking for the beach properties, most of the time, and when I say most of the time, I say the majority of the bookers are actually female. So they're women, they're looking for places to go for their families. And so if you can tailor to them, and a lot of them like looking at design, like looking at mood boards, they can kind of feel themselves in these properties, like in sleeping in the beds, in the, you know, seeing the hot tub and the sauna and the fire pit, you know, just having these ready available for them to view, they can picture it a little bit better. And then it kind of incentivizes them of like, oh, this is like coming soon. This place is going to be really sweet. We're going to have a golf sim, a big couch, 2 TVs, golden tee, a poker table. We're going to have darts in the garage. So you can kind of see that through the pictures. But then if you scroll down, the next piece that most people look at is the marketing copy. And I've done a big training on this, like how to create marketing copy the right way. But right here at the top, book now for pre-launch rates. So we haven't launched this property yet. I'm actually going to test as well, saying like book now for pre-launch rates in May, June, July, 20% off, something like that. Because I recommend always have that 20% off discount for the first 3 bookers because it's going to help you rank better in the algorithm and also have that slash through price. But book now for pre-launch rates. This is the perfect Pinehurst getaway for golfers, families, and big groups alike. Packed with amenities, including a relaxation center, including a hot tub, sauna, and fire pit, and a world-class game room with a unicore golf simulator, poker table, darts, and golden tee. You won't want to leave this spacious 6-bed, 4-bath home, but you're only minutes away from the best golf courses in the world. 8-minute drive to Pinehurst, 19-minute drive to Southern Pines. I drop in the key features. It is going to be pet-friendly. And then, you know, really this information here is for people who are really detailed, but then also for people who have already booked already that want to get a very detailed view of what the bed and bath count looks like and what the space looks like. You know, most people are visual bookers, but some people like to read as well. So we have that in here. It's not just one big paragraph, right? It's very easy to read and simple to consume so that it's, you know, it's solid marketing copy and it invites them to book. And make sure you, you know, obviously check all your amenities. And then we don't have the calendar. Yeah, we don't have it open or launched yet, but the calendar is ready and available to be booked. So my next step right now is get with my revenue manager. And we've got a meeting tomorrow morning to back into how we're going to hit 130K in gross revenue on this property in year one in the next 12 months. And then we're going to launch right away. So ideally, we're going to launch probably by noon tomorrow. That way we get people looking this weekend for a place to book. So any questions on that, guys, feel free to put it in the comments. But I do not have any professional pictures for this place. We've got, you know, overall inviting them to book in the title, inviting them to book in the marketing copy, mood boards as pictures. If you want to take some cell phone pictures about like what the place looks like right now, I think that's okay, especially if you have an iPhone for the pre-launch only. But you're really going to want to get professional photos as fast as you can. But again, this is just a way to pre-launch and get bookings for June, July, August. You're going to want to send this listing when you pre-launch it. Send it to family. Send it to friends. Encourage them to book. They can give you, you know, a review. Give them a good deal. Because at the end of the day, like, you want them to book for good rates. But it's more important on Airbnb to get five-star reviews than it is to charge, you know, 100% of what you want in the first month or two, right? You're going to want to get used to it and kind of learn the ins and outs of the property. If your booking window is in tune right now, so we're in March and a lot of people are booking their summer vacations right now, or they're booking their, you know, last minute kind of spring break trips. If you're going to be ready and available for those dates and you're not ready like right now, take the strategy. Because you will get booked for those dates, especially if you have, you use the right marketing tactics. You invite them to book, you know, you give them the 20% discount, you send it to family and friends, you get it out there, you market it, you will get booked. You'll start seeing the bookings coming in. Just like when you launch regularly, right? A lot of the times when we launch a new listing, let's say you decide to launch in June anyways, you're going to launch, but you're probably not going to get the best prices because you're going to get the people who are booking last minute. Right. And that's just kind of how Price Labs works. It's based on demand. I've done this 4 times now. And it's, again, it's worked really, really well. You know, some of the basics are, again, make sure you give yourself a wiggle room on that renovation or that redesign. Make sure you put in there, you know, professional remodel in progress, professional redesign in progress, book now for May or June. Make sure you have that in your listing. And then, yeah, put some of the mood boards in there. People like clicking through those. And Airbnb likes it when people click through your listing. They also like it when people book too. So test it out. And the worst thing that happens is, you know, let's say you block off your calendar for the next 2-3 months. Let's say you don't get any bookings while you're available. Worst thing that happens, you just slash that listing and create a new one. And then see if that helps in your algorithm. I've done that and it's worked. It's worked really well. I've launched a property. One of the first reviews we got was a 4-star review. Guests loved the place. For whatever reason, they left us a 4-star review. I called him. I was like, dude, why'd you leave us a 4? He was like, oh, I didn't mean to. Can I change it? He called Airbnb, couldn't change it, which is wild because I've had people change it all the time. And then it just hurt us. We were on page 2 and 3 for like a month. And I was like, all right, if, you know, we're getting 5-star reviews now, but that 1 4-star review really, really crushed us. I'm just going to scratch this listing and start a new one. And that's what I did. And we started getting a lot more bookings. So is there any other topics you guys would like me to cover? I've been doing these for probably about 9 months now, every week here in the Facebook group. Just things that I've learned, things that I've tried and tested, things I've seen other people tried and tested as well. So these are just things that I love sharing, because at the end of the day too, there are so many properties out there that are being mismanaged by these big box property managers. You know, in the mastermind, we have, you know, Rashmi's probably got 100 some listings. Chris has got 80, you know, there's people that have 80 listings, 100 listings, but not 70,000 like Vacasa does, right? It's just hard to scale that way. And I really think that boutique co-hosting, boutique property management companies are the future of hosting in Airbnb, because they care about the property. They've got local presence a lot of the time, so, or they got teams that are local, and they don't have a like thousands of properties to worry about and like all these different big systems that all these properties have to fit into. And so if you're able to take on a property and give it that care, you know, from Vacasa, give it that care that it deserves, and you're making good profit, the homeowner's making better profit now because you actually are, you know, doing the right revenue management, you got the right marketing strategies. You're not like, you know, what Vacasa does is like they've got one strategy for all 60, 70,000 listings that they have. They got one revenue management strategy. They got one marketing strategy. They all look the exact same, right? That's not how this works. There's been an extra 600,000 listings that have been added in the last 4 years on Airbnb, which is an insane amount of properties, right? Guests just have more access. They have more places they can book. The supply is, you know, demand's still high, but the supply is out exceeding it. So prices are coming down and guests have more options, right? So it's something that we can all do a better job on. And ultimately, our cities, towns, HOAs are restricting Airbnbs and short-term rentals because of mismanaged properties, because of property managers that mismanage the property, don't care about the neighbors, and ultimately let the guests run wild because they don't have eyes and ears on it.